in Pierce County, the race for who will run the county. KNKX's Will James joins me now live to talk a little bit about some of the things that are shaking out as we see the count out of Pierce County. Good evening, Will.
Yeah, good evening, Ed.
Let's start with the Pierce County executive, Bruce Dammeyer, the incumbent, a Republican, Larry Sequist, a Democrat, challenging him. And it looks like Dammeyer's holding on.
Yeah, Dammeyer is in a good position to win a second term and keep the county executive seat in Republican control. I talked to him a little while ago. He was not quite declaring victory, but he said he was confident. And, you know, what makes this race interesting is that Pierce County, you know, a short drive from the progressive bastion of Seattle, is actually a county controlled by a Republican county executive and a Republican county council. And as you said, in Bruce Dammeyer's case, it looks like the county executive seat will stay in Republican control. I'm watching the county council race a little bit as well. And actually that looks like it may flip to the Democrats, but we have to wait for some more results before we know for sure.
All right, let's talk about Congress. The 10th District, an open seat. Congressman Denny Heck retiring and actually looks like he's on his way to become lieutenant governor in the early count tonight. But Marilyn Strickland and Beth Dolio, two Democrats running here. What's happening?
Yeah, this is one of the more competitive congressional races in Washington this year. In a lot of ways, it's this classic battle we've seen in a lot of races around the country the past few years between a more moderate kind of business aligned Democrat, that's Marilyn Strickland, you know, former mayor of Tacoma, mm-hmm. former head of the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, and Beth Dolio, who represents more of the progressive activist wing of the party, state lawmaker and a longtime climate activist. And as of right now, Marilyn Strickland really is well positioned to win this and go to Congress. And if she maintains this lead and wins, I believe she'll actually be the first person who's Black elected to Congress from Washington State.
To the state legislature, District 28, the state Senate race there. Steve O'Bann, longtime Republican incumbent, trailing slightly to Democratic challenger Tawana Nobles.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So this seat, this legislative district, is in sort of the Tacoma suburbs in like the Lakewood University Place area. And it's been in Republican control for a long time, but it's like one of these seats that Democrats have seen as winnable. And so it's pretty remarkable that Tawana Nobles, first-time candidate, head of the president of the Tacoma Urban League and a University Place school board member, is actually maintaining a slight lead over incumbent Steve O'Bann. O'Bann is kind of a moderate Republican. He's really vocal on, you know, car tab issues and sound transit reform, really vocal also on mental health and substance abuse issues. But the fact that Tawana Nobles is leading him, as she did in the primary as well, is really remarkable. I did speak to her tonight as well. She is not declaring victory. She's waiting for more votes, but she also is, pleased with her early lead. And again, if she wins, she would be the only Black state senator in Washington State. She told me she feels the weight of that and also the honor of that should she win.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ed.